one of my favorite quotes in context of what we're talking about today, by Buckminster Fuller, who said this in 1939, and I believe is really true today, that the more advanced science gets, the more closer it gets to art, and the more advanced art gets, the closer it gets to science. And of course, technology is what's making this really happen. Same time, we're thinking about some roots here in Graz. Nikola Tesla was also in 1937. The last 15 years, I'd just like to give you a sense of some of the work I've been doing in parallel to my artwork. So, very, very briefly, I studied fine arts, I studied painting, and as a painter, I was in the Venice Biennale in 1986, so I knew I could do the usual art kind of trajectory. But I wasn't really interested in that. I was much more excited to go to nightclubs and to do performance and have a band and just do the more exciting stuff, look at computers and video art. And at the same time, I kept being interested in what's going on in science, just like anybody really, pop culture science. And then when I started teaching, I taught at UC Santa Barbara, and I very quickly crossed over to the other side of campus because it was more interesting to me to look at what scientists were doing with the brain. And one of that resulted in discussion with the scientists about the idea of quantum fields and how they work within it and how impossible it actually is to figure things out because it keeps changing and reflecting.
But I wouldn't
create work because there's money in it, because the time we live in, first of all banks have crashed, the financial world is a disaster, and I don't think there's going to be much money in the usual way of dealing. But I do believe that it's an opportunity to rethink how we value and what we value and how we go about creating that revenue source.